Ramsey. And you know, I think it's appropriate that we do this at least on Fridays because it is Frenzied Friday. That means you, the listener, you need to go to your telephone sometime during the next 2 hours and call your friends. And by that, I mean Jenny and Jerry, not Tom and Bob. And give us a shout. and give us a shout. Let us know what's happened this week that you've liked on the program. Maybe even tell us what you didn't like. We'll be happy to entertain anything that is civilly tongued when you deliver it. And you can do that by calling us at 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Now, have you picked up on any of that news coming out of Atlanta about the Supreme Court denying cert on that guy's case against the judges, the federal judges?
No, tell me about this.
Well, it's a rather involved story. I was just wondering, you know, kind of giving that to you as a teaser, because it's one of the things that I would like to talk about today, if in fact we can work it in.
Sometime. Yeah, cool. Yeah,
and I think it's very important because it's a clear indication that the manipulators are running the asylum. And we're trying to recognize those situations exist, and it's getting steadily worse here in America. And because of that, I think it's fairly safe to say that the duty of obeisance in all forms and fashions is growing steadily, steadily less stringent on you, me, and anybody else that's paying attention. What do you think, baby?
Yeah.
So what's going on in your world?
Well, not a whole lot that's that interesting. We have to buy a car this weekend. We're getting screwed by the insurance company, and it involved in our wreck. And so that's really fun. And it's fun to see how the Texas code has been affected by insurance lobbyists and regulation dealt out by the insurance commissioner of Texas is very similar to the incestuous relationship that we had with the insurance companies and the Georgia insurance commissioner. I know you'll find that shocking.
Oh, just a little bit. Just a little bit. And you know something else, dear? I've got something interesting to go do tomorrow that maybe I can take some notes and share with our listenership sometime next week.
What are you doing?
I'm going to a seminar.
On what?
Raising fruit trees.
Oh, cool. I hope they talk about dwarf fruit trees.
Yeah, exactly. And that's part
of
it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's part of the program. And that's a 3-hour thing put on by the Carroll County Ag Department through the auspices of the Georgia Department of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things that they did, I'm going to pick up some additional plants and trees that we've ordered in advance tomorrow at their little shindig. Cause, and I guess, you know, depending on what they tell us tomorrow, we'll be able to start digging holes in the yard and maybe sticking some of that stuff in the ground.
That's cool, Jerry.
I had to replace
I'm
one.
I'm jealous. We put in 11 blueberry bushes and some fruit trees in our house in Kennesaw, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Right before we found out we were moving to Austin. So right now I don't own a patch of dirt in which to put some trees, which makes me so sad.
Well, you could beautify wherever you are and just stick it in the ground and leave it. And if you benefit from it, all the better.
Yeah.
You could be like Jenny Blueberry Seed or something like that.
Instead of Johnny Appleseed. Speaking of blueberries, you know that Total cereal, blueberry and pomegranate cereal?
I don't eat cereal, so I don't know.
That's good. Cereal is totally toxic. Well, the Total blueberry pomegranate cereal does not actually contain blueberries or pomegranates.
Imagine that.
Yeah, imagine that. I guess we're cutting away to a break. And when we come back, Hit and Run News. Y'all stay tuned. This is Freedom Frenzy. And the fun has only just begun.
Don't answer it. If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Problem. Hey, comrades, we warned you. It's time for hit and run news. And Jenny and I were talking about this, bringing you this story about what's going on insofar as the Supreme Court is concerned. And we decided that we probably ought to use this as the lead story for hit and run news today because it is of some consequence. So here goes. The United States Supreme Court has issued a sort of landmark decision that serves to allow judges, federal judges, to void the Constitution in their courtrooms. The decision was issued back on January 18th this year, and the court did not even explain their decision. They did it with a single word, denied. The Supreme Court of the United States had been petitioned to hear a case with evidence presented and massive proof that was not contested in any manner by the federal judges accused of wrongdoing. Nonetheless, at least six of those justices in the black robes up there in Washington, D.C., voted to deny the petitions for, how do you say that, certiorari? Come me out here, dear.
If you're asking me for pronunciation assistance, next thing you know, you'll be wanting me to help you with your laptop.
Oh, let's not go there. Anyway, here's an excerpt from that petition that was denied. Listen closely. There is no legal or factual basis whatsoever for the decisions of the lower courts in this matter. These rulings were issued for corrupt reasons. many of the judges in the Northern District of Georgia and the 11th Circuit Court are corrupt and violate laws and rules as they have done in this case. The Supreme Court must recognize this petition as one of the most serious matters ever presented to this court. At the heart of this thing is, and this is what was actually deflected by the United States Supreme Court, was whether or not federal courts must be stopped from operating corruptly and ignoring all laws, rules, and facts. Now, you're probably wondering, what in the Sam Hill's going on here? By denying the petitions, the Supreme Court has chosen to sanction corruption by federal judges and to allow federal judges to void sections of the Constitution at will.
Gasp. I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, I'll come back to that. This all stems from a case that involves William Windsor. And he had been involved in legal action in federal courts in Atlanta dating all the way back to 2006. Windsor was named a defendant in a civil lawsuit in which Christopher Glenn of Made in the Mist in Niagara Falls swore under oath that Windsor did a variety of things, including the crimes of theft and bribery. Windsor stated under oath that Christopher Glenn made it all up and lied about absolutely everything to which he had sworn previously. Windsor then obtained deposition testimony from Glenn and the other managers of the Maid of the Mist boat ride, and they admitted under oath that the charges against Windsor were not true. Despite this undeniable proof, 32-year federal Judge Orinda D. Evans declared that the grandfather of three should not have fought the lawsuit, and she forced him to pay a fortune in legal fees brought by the Maid of the Mist suit. Windsor appealed to the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit, but federal judges Dubina, Hull, and Fay rubber-stamped Judge Evans's previous ruling. Windsor then took his appeal to the United States Supreme Court, where justices said the appeal was not worthy of their consideration. In other words, certiorari denied. After attempting to get the case reopened with new evidence that proved fraud upon the courts and obstruction of justice, Judge Evans and Judge William S. Duffy committed a variety of crimes in violation of constitutional rights, as did the judges in the 11th Circuit. All of this was detailed for the Supreme Court. Windsor said, "I have discovered that the federal judges in Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C., and the justices of the United States Supreme Court function like common criminals, intentionally making bogus rulings against honest people while covering up the crimes of their fellow judges.
Yes.
I have been contacted by people from all over the country and around the world with their stories of judicial corruption with judges all over the United States. My charges have been totally ignored by the United States Attorney's Office, the FBI, and Congress. I do not believe there is a shred of decency, honesty, or constitutional rights in our federal court system. In my opinion, we now live in a police state. Judges are free to do absolutely anything they want. Our laws are meaningless. Your life savings can be stolen by a federal judge, and they have no risk in violating every law on the books. In my opinion, this is the most serious issue that our country has ever faced. Our rights have been stolen, and the mainstream media refuses to cover this story because they are afraid of the judges. Heaven help us. I believe our only hope in America is if the masses become aware of what is taking place. I am writing an expose, and my book will be available at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and on Amazon.com very soon. The publisher will decide if the title is Lawless America or Screwed, Glued, and Tattooed. For more information, you can check this out at www.lawlessamerica.com. See, it's going on, dear.
Yeah, I mean, it's frightening how totally lawless, and you know, what horrifies me is the fact that the churches under, even conservative reformed churches under the doctrine of interposition, have held up the Supreme Court as if it is some kind of authority, especially regarding Roe v. Wade. The Supreme Court gave up on defending individual life, liberty, and property a long, long time ago, and they have rendered themselves null and void in terms of state and county authority. And a lot of county judgeships can be those are elections that can be run for by common people with no previous law experience. We have got to start taking back our county courts by having our own people as judges in those courts. It's our only defense against a sort of atrocity if there's not going to be a call to arms. And this is disgusting, but it's been going on for decades and longer.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
It's just
and
that,
you know,
now the white boys getting nabbed by it. Have been caught in this vice for years and years and years. That's what they're always fussing about. And then we're like, what's y'all's problem? Go home, have a beer, relax. And this is what they've been fussing about. Now it's getting us, and we're like, whoa, dude, there is
some. There's sand in the Vaseline, huh? Hey, I think it would be interesting if we could go back and identify at what point in time we lost control of the Supreme Court, because, you know, all the way back,
when they moved out of the basement, Jerry. It's when they moved out of the basement we started.
When they moved, well, the reason I say that is all the way back to Andrew Jackson's presidency, and that's the last instance that I can remember that they were entirely disregarded by the executive branch of government, as though a court's opinion or ruling was treated as simply an opinion. They were, you know, privy to theirs, and Andrew Jackson said he had an entirely different opinion, and he was going to exercise what he thought the Constitution meant and entirely disregard what the Supreme Court said. And, you know, that was about the Second National Bank and his battle with Nelson Biddle. But we need to identify when the individual states and the people in particular lost the ability and the right to interpret the Constitution for themselves. And you know, the states in particular ought to be taking that back up as part and parcel of their reassertion of states' rights all across the country. Because if they allow a federally appointed judiciary to interpret, and see, that's a bugaboo word there, interpret the Constitution, then the entire game is rigged so that the federal powers will always be deemed to be superior. And that's not supposed to be the way that this system of federalism is supposed to operate.
Well, this book, The Law in America, that I've read, I'm not sure who put it out, The American Heritage History of the Law of America, they've got a bit in here about the weakness of the early Supreme Court. During its first decade, the court handled few matters. It decided only one important case, a 1793 decision that a state could be sued in a federal court by a citizen of another state, and that decision was speedily overruled by the 11th Amendment prohibiting such suits. The weakness
and it was entirely disregarded by the state of Georgia, because you're talking about
versus Grisham.
Chisholm v. Georgia? Was it Chisholm?
Yeah. And the weakness of the early court was demonstrated symbolically in the building of the new Capitol. The august tribunal was completely overlooked, and no chamber was provided for it. When the seat of government was moved to Washington, the high bench was relegated to an undignified room in the basement beneath the Senate chamber. A stranger, wrote a contemporary, might traverse the dark avenues of the Capitol for a week without finding the remote corner in which justice is administered to the American Republic. And I don't think John Marshall of Virginia was an asset to protecting life and liberty. He was an activist judge. He found a skeleton and clothed it with flesh and blood, according to James A. Garfield. Well, what kind of flesh and blood to declothe it with. I think it's time to reexamine these issues, and I don't think you can have a federal Supreme Court and maintain
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll get to the callers.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we promised, and we're as good as our word. We're going to start talking to callers. We got Lee in Georgia. Come on aboard.
Hey, Lee.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
You should have known, being Frenzy Friday, and with this going on, you, I'm sure you expected I was going to call.
We have.
Oh, boy. All right, let's look at that statement. There's no legal or factual basis whatsoever for the decisions of the lower court of this matter. These rulings were issued for corrupt reasons. Many of the judges in Northern District of Georgia and 11th Circuit Court are corrupt and violating laws and rules, as they've done in this case. The Supreme Court must recognize this petition as one of the most serious matters ever presented to this court. Let's look at that last sentence there. The Supreme Court must recognize this petition as one of the most serious matters ever presented to this court. Then why deny the petition? That's my first question.
Yeah, because they're protecting their own brethren. That's what's going on here.
They have to send a message. This is what the lobbyists and the legislators on the state level say. We need to send a message so that the people respect the authority structure in play. So they're sending us a loud and clear message.
Oh, yeah. It is a very loud and clear message. I got the message.
Actually, it's a shot across the bow of the American people.
That's exactly what it is. That really is. That's really what it is.
But, you know, 20 years ago, I was talking about this. I told everybody where we were headed, and they thought I was nuts. And there's a lot of people been talking about this for years, and everybody's called us a bunch of nut jobs. And here it is, right here, we got the Supreme Court telling us the Constitution don't matter, the courts can do whatever they want. You know, when is America going to wake up and say no more?
Only when enough of them are caught in the news.
I mean, this is absolutely...
Or the comfort level. The comfort level declines markedly. That's what I'm getting on.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm at the point now, guys, where I only see one recourse, because apparently this means we have no recourse, we have no remedy in the court. We are on our own against a tyranny, period.
Well, the problem is we are using peaceful means to fight a violent aggressor. We are attempting to use peaceful means to fight a violent aggressor.
Peaceful means don't work with these people. There's only one thing these people understand, and that is tyranny and aggression. And unless you're willing to fight tyranny and aggression with aggression, you're never going to win the battle, let alone the war.
There is still a peaceful way to deal with this situation.
Get rid of the money.
No. Just disengage. Don't do any of their paperwork. Don't answer any of their inquiries. Don't participate. And certainly don't feed the beast.
Yeah.
What I've been telling people, and you're exactly right when you say don't feed the beast. I have been telling people for years, and I've traveled all over this country. I've got 25 years. I'm turning 48 here in about another week. And 25 years of my life has been living on the road, traveling the country, working like a dog, meeting people, and having a wonderful life and enjoying myself while at the same time still trying to retain and hold secure to my rights that were given to me by God. No one has the authority to touch them. But I've been telling people for years, especially these past 5 years, there's only one way that we can bring this tyranny to an end. And when everybody says, how do we do that? And I tell them, stop feeding the beast. And they say, how do we do that? I said, stop going to work. You get everybody in your community to band together with whatever resources they've got and stop going to work. As soon as you stop going to work on day one, you will hit their pocketbook so hard, it will bring them just about to their knees. And after a week, the entire system will collapse. And then they've got no way to fight back against us, because if you take their purses away from them, they've got no power. And that's what we've got to do. Disengage. Stop playing with them. Start getting serious. Take away the one thing that gives them power, and that is the money. And the only way to do that is stop going to work. Period.
That's you're not going to get a big following on that.
Yeah, that's pretty nerve-wracking when you have the reality of bills, children, spouses, home, car, medical. You're just not, people are like, all right, sweet, I'll just stay home this week. Come on, Lee, that is not going to be the solution for the vast majority of people.
That's why I like that scheduled sporadic national strike thing. Starts at 1 day and 2 days and 3 days and progresses on to where it all of a sudden, you know, there's got to be a tipping point in there. All of a sudden, we either get their attention or it gets to the point to where they can't go on.
Do you remember what happened back in Maine back in the early 90s?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that, Lee.
Do you remember what happened back in Maine during the early 90s?
The state of Maine? No, I don't.
In the state of Maine, we had some major issues. I was living, that's where I was born, by the way. I was living in Maine back in 1991. And the government, the state government of Maine, was having major, major issues, and they couldn't get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, it got to the point to where the entire state government literally shut down. It was amazing. In 2 weeks, they remedied the problem. Boom, everything was back on board like it was supposed to be, but it's in two weeks.
Hey, Lee, you're going to have to hold that thought. We got to dash away and do a little bit of merchandising. Y'all go grab something good to drink. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, folks, we're back, and we're talking with Lee in Georgia. And, Lee, I'm with you on the we need to get back at them. We need to do something to disrupt what's going on in America today. And I would still tend toward exhausting all the peaceful means before we get into that firefight that I still, in the back of my mind, I still know that's coming. Because ultimately, even the peaceful mechanisms that we might try to put in place will probably, and I'm not trying to be negative here, I'm trying to be very objective, they'll probably still fail. Because as Jenny pointed out, we're trying to deal peacefully with a violent oppressor. And once we take that into consideration, once more Americans wrap their minds around that little nugget of truth, then we may have a chance.
Hey, Lee, I'm curious about a few things. Are you married?
To this, but ever since I heard about this decision, I have been on fire. I have been fuming. I'm outraged. And
yeah, but see, you know, this injustice is not new. This injustice is new to white people. The injustice is not new. And it's just that now, finally, it's affecting the larger segment of the population. Are you still there, Lee?
Oh, yeah. The phone is fade in and out. All of a sudden, I heard you, Jenny, and I was like, oh, I didn't realize she was talking. My phone is weird. I don't know what's going on. Sometimes it just kind of fades out, and then I can't hear nothing.
Oh, that's right. It's a little green, man.
That's why maybe it seems like I'm trying to talk over you, and I'm not. It just means I can't hear you.
No, you're all right.
But I'm for a peaceful resolution on this. I really am. I'm not a violent man by nature. But I have been literally on fire ever since this ruling came out. And I'm just outraged. And you know, this, Jerry, you mentioned the United We Strike, and I checked out their website and all of that, and it's a really good idea. But for me, here's how I see it. I'm a very simple man. I see things very simply, you know, and I look at both sides of the issues. I don't take a side until I've had a chance to examine all of the evidence before I form my opinion. And I don't believe in half-stepping anything. And for me, I've been boycotting the system for years. I've been putting into practice everything I preach. I've been doing it for years. It's not been easy. Believe me, it's been tough. It's been really hard. But it's a fight that, to me, is worth fighting, and it's worth standing on my convictions. And to me, to boycott one day out of a month is half-stepping. For me, if you're going to boycott, you got to do it every single day. And as long as people are still going
to work, I hear you, brother.
Day,
I hear you, but it's just you're not going to be able to get enough Americans to be willing to throw down, sit home for days on end, waiting for something to happen. I honestly believe that we would be more successful if we kind of established a work stoppage trend, one day, then 2 days, then 3 days, and then 4 days.
A premeditated approach is a good idea. That's what the bad guys are always doing. They're always patient and premeditated. We, on the other hand, are reactionary and instant. And so the patient premeditated has merit. But, Lee, I got to ask you something. Are you married?
Yes, I am, and my wife lives in Arkansas. We are separated, been separated nearly 2.5 years.
Okay, are you supporting small children?
No longer. My children are all grown and on their own.
Okay, it is a
but I do have nieces
different
and nephews here
ball
that I help support.
Of wax when you have, I mean, my husband and I are here. We are very liberty-minded, but the reality for John to just stay home from his job. I mean, we have 6 children. We have bills to pay. We have a home. We have cars. You know, music lessons.
And you got a nasty habit of wanting to eat regular.
Yeah, I'm very regular. And
well, Jenny,
you know,
the reality of just checking out of the system
immediately is not fair. I think it's just being frustrated with the American populace. They don't even realize they're caught in the noose, most of them, because like you said, the managed media is ignoring the story. But the idea of taking off one day the first month, 2 days the second month, that to me makes a lot more sense. And revolutions are never instantaneous. They don't rev up instantly. They don't crumble instantly. And we have got to be more premeditated and how we're going to address this.
Jenny, I understand that. I really do. But see, while my children are grown and on their own now, I have 2 nieces and 1 nephew here who I help to support. And none of us actually have jobs where we pay taxes or anything like that. But we don't have a problem with getting everything done that needs to be done. We have nice roofs over our head and what we need and what we want for the most part, and we're not hurting for anything. But we put it in our minds that we were going to do this one way or the other. We were going to hold fast to what we believe. We're not going to back down, and we're not going to let these people run roughshod over us. We're just not going to do it. So we have, and the oldest of the 3 is 6 years old. So there are 3 young children here that I'm helping to support, plus 2 nieces, plus my mom. You know, and we all work together. That's how we get by. We work together. And none of us have actual jobs where we pay taxes, get payroll checks and all that. None of us.
Yeah.
But we get by.
And there's those people who are retired and don't get a Social Security check because they're not interested in that. I mean, my point is, though, we can't take umbrage against the entire populace because they've not chosen to go the road that we've chosen. I'm glad you've chosen that road, Lee. And it's a great thing, and then you have your independence on some level. So that's really great. But I think we have got to be more premeditated as we herd the rest of the sheeple toward an agenda that's going to get us free of this aggressive, violent tyranny. We have six people piled up in the queue. So
yeah, let's see if we can't let some other people weigh in on this topic, if that's what they want to talk about today on Frenzied Friday. But we got to do something, and I guess this is as good a forum as any for the discussion of tactical considerations that we ought to be making going forward. So, Lee, I thank you for your input today.
Well, you guys have, Jerry, would you and Jenny be interested in coming on my show this evening and discuss this issue?
This evening? What time are you talking about?
I run my show between 6 and 9 p.m. every Monday through Friday.
That might
Eastern time.
Shoot us an email. Can you shoot us an email?
Give us the information. I've got some stuff I got to go take care of this evening, but I'm not really sure what kind of time frame it's going to take. But we'll see what we can do. Fair enough.
Okay. Because when I do something like that, I use Skype, so
very
I
good.
Do conference calls like that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Lee.
And because this is probably going to be the primary topic tonight on tonight's show, so you know.
Very good. All right. Well, we will talk to you later. Larry in Florida, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Thank you. Can I inject some sanity into this conversation?
Absolutely.
You got a bag full?
Okay. Well, you know, at first blush, I mean, I've read this communication from this fella regarding his court case. And first off, you know, it really sounds like the rantings of somebody, a disgruntled petitioner, you know, who just didn't get his day in court.
If you'd have been forced to pay all those legal fees when you, for all practical purposes, should have won the case, and if the judge in your matter told you that you should have never fought what they were trying to do in the first place, even though it was bogus, wouldn't you want... remedy, and wouldn't you want some judge to reverse the lower court ruling so that you at least got your money back?
Well, we don't really know the nature of the case, do we?
Well, I think that the information that's out there on the net is fairly indicative of what actually happened.
Well, I mean, but that's in a broad sense. But, you know, unless you go on to PACER, look up the case, read through everything that has been submitted to the court, and you're just not going to know other than what this fellow's opinion is.
Do you have any further information that our audience would need to have and might change their opinion on this?
Well, they can go to PACER and look up the docket number and the case number, and they can read through it. But, I mean, before you make a rush to judgment, you just can't rely on somebody who got turned down in a Supreme Court case, in which he states that is a landmark decision, which there was no decision ever made. It's just they denied his appeal. That's all. That's done every day. I mean, that's
but they,
every
but they made a decision in the doing. They've actually made a decision and not hearing it.
That does not mean that his case is right or wrong. It just means they refuse to hear it. We don't know the nature of the case. We don't know if he put together the right a pleading. We don't know why they denied it. They just said denied, as they do with all the other writ of certiorarys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, what's happened is that the Supreme Court does not declare the law anymore in the United States. They can pick and choose the cases that they want to hear, and Congress gave them that ability back in the 80s. So if you want to say, when did this all start, you know, the fact that they can now pick and choose the cases they want to hear or not hear started in the 80s when Congress gave them that power.
Under Reagan?
Wouldn't surprise me if it was Reagan or anybody else. Reagan's not a saint.
Gasp. Don't tell my Republican friends that. They get so mad at me when I point out, Reagan, the first man to legalize therapeutic abortion.
But also, this fellow keeps talking about constitutional rights. What is he talking about? We don't have any constitutional rights.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. That's right.
The United States Constitution wasn't written for the people. It was written for the states. It was a compact. It was a union between the states. It was a contract. That's all it was. As even Patrick Henry said, you know, when they came up with We the People, he says, where do you have the authority to speak for the people? It should be We the States. The Constitution doesn't have anything to do with you or me. So how did this become a federal case? We don't know until we actually read the case.
Well, it's because it's happening across state lines, apparently. That was my take on it.
Well, it's true, but, you know, if you come out and say the landmark decision, and then you, you know, broadcast that to everybody's listening, it's just not true. It's not a landmark decision. And we don't know.
You don't think there's an element of impropriety here that ought to have been addressed?
Well, no, probably was, but we don't know. We don't know for sure. We only know what he told us, what he wrote about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's just, I mean, hey, listen, how many people, you know, say, you know, who want to not feed the beast anymore and, you know, have a tax problems, and they go all the way up to the Supreme Court to be denied the hearing? They may be right. But, you know, the U.S. Supreme Court is not going to hear certain cases. It's not that they're not going to hear tax cases.
Larry, are you saying that just like this case here, they choose not to hear it because they don't want to set a precedent that is inconvenient to the status quo?
I don't know. You know, it's probably so convoluted. It's, you know, you just, like I said, you got to go back and read the case yourself. There could be several reasons. I doubt if there was anything there they said, oh, no, we don't want to rule on that. I mean, we're talking about somebody who is alleging that judges are crooked and so on, and which, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of crooked judges out there.
The vast majority are crooked. Larry, are you going over the bar? The vast majority are very crooked.
Okay, you can say that. Because
that is a fact. You go find me, Larry. Let's say 50 God-fearing, upright judges in America today that recognize the authority of the people, the right to life, liberty, and property, the scam that traffic citations are in terms of criminal charges, the right to life in terms of prenatal abattoirs set up in counties all over the country. You find me 50 of those judges, and then I'll let you say some scandalous, horrible judges. But until then, quite frankly, the vast majority are pathetic.
Well, I'm making a broad general statement just like you guys are. So, you know,
my broad general statement is...
You must have bought your paintbrush the same place we got ours.
By the way, I was just curious, what happened to your traffic court case?
And the pretrial, I had made a motion of discovery, which to me, the biggest element was the prosecution needed to come up with the elements of criminality as required by federal regulatory law. And then also they needed to come up with maintenance calibration records for the laser. And they don't have them, and neither does the Austin Police Department. So the prosecution came to the judge and said, we don't have those records. The judge said, well, you better find them, and basically ruled in my favor in the pretrial that the prosecution has to come up with maintenance and calibration records or admit that they don't exist. And they have within 10 days of my trial, which is February 23rd, to do that.
Didn't you also ask for certification of the cop's ability to use the equipment?
Training, yeah, he does not have any certification. That has been confirmed. Okay. But the Attorney General's office ruled that that is part of the cop's private employee record, and so he does not have to bring that forth. Now, I am going to challenge that, but I can't challenge the Attorney General's ruling under the municipal court. I actually have to go to the Attorney General's office to challenge that, but I was going to wait until we got farther down the line before I did that.
So his ability to utilize that equipment is not an issue in the court that you're in?
The judge said that they don't have the authority to try an attorney general's decision in a municipal city court. But I'm guessing...
Is this traffic court? Traffic court?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're in?
Yeah.
You're in traffic court?
Well, I'm in the municipal court of Austin, Texas.
Well, I mean, is it a proper court that was ordained by the Constitution of Texas?
Do
you have a jury?
Yeah, I'm going to have a jury trial.
Okay, so it's going to come out of traffic court, because traffic court is nothing but a star chamber. There's nothing judicial about traffic court.
I'm not sure that anybody ever actually gets a jury trial, quite frankly. I'm wondering if the whole thing's kind of a scam, because I saw the jurors coming in, but I've never actually seen them, and I've been down there now four times for a bit of time, and the prosecutors are like greasy used car salesmen urgent, trying to intimidate people into not going through with the jury trial. And they are, every time I've seen them working with people, they bring them in, they pull them out, they're back in the thing, the jury's assembling, blah, blah, blah. But I've never actually seen a trial take place.
No, there isn't going to be a trial taking place. You got a star chamber. You got the judge who is going to make this decision. Unless you get it into a judicial court, you're cooked.
Well, my jury trial is scheduled for February 23rd. The prosecution's supposed to get 10 days before that the information that I've requested. I will be making a motion for dismissal because they don't have the information. But then I'll be pursuing
it. I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How is it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
All right, guys, we kind of slid off the edge of the cliff there just now, but you know what? We've put on the Band-Aids, wrapped my head in gauze, and we're back, and I think we still might have Larry in Florida on the line.
Yeah, I was giving Larry the lowdown. Larry, so I'm going to do this motion for dismissal because they're not going to have the evidence that I requested, but then after that, I am going to challenge the Attorney General's finding, and I'm also going to find out what manner the other problem was, that Don Fields, the head of the Open Records Office in the Austin Police Department, denied by silence my request for the open records information. And he only has 10 days to do so. And a government official that does not fulfill a request or provide information as to why the request was not fulfilled within 10 days of the request being made faces up to 6 months in jail and up to $1,000 fine. I requested a manner to pursue some sort of action against Don Fields, but the judge told me that I couldn't take that up with the municipal court. They didn't have that kind of authority, that I would have to take that matter to the Attorney General's office. And when I have been on the phone with the Attorney General's office, the staffers that are specifically designated to deal with these type of issues, they do not understand the handbook rules that regulate the Attorney General's office. And I actually was having to read to them what the regulatory law was and let them know. On the phone with them, I'm like, you're supposed to take my writ of mandamus against Don Fields, and then this is what you're supposed to do. And they're like, we've never heard any of this. No one has ever, they're consulting. I went on hold 100 times. So I'm going to have to go into the Attorney General's office. Now I will pursue that. I'm absolutely not going to let this go, but I have to go to Georgia. I've got a family matter to take care of, and I thought I would wait till after my jury trial to do that.
Of course, most people would just throw up their hands and say, well, this is just way too much trouble for the cost, and they wouldn't pursue it. So I'm the fact that you're determined.
Well, I have to say, my little admission is I get a sick sort of pleasure out of this thing to an extent. Just to be perfectly honest, I'm lonely out here in Texas. In Georgia, I am rabble-rousing and stirring up trouble all the time. So this big black hole of inactivity has come in. And I'm really enjoying this process. And I enjoyed watching the prosecutor sweat and the fact they don't know what to do with me and the fact the cops had to show up in court now, I think, 3 or 4 times for this case, and he's still not done. And also a news crew came and interviewed me about the whole thing the day of my pretrial. So I'm really not a saint in this, Larry. I'm having a little bit of fun.
And I'm very
Do they settle with you yet? They try to make a settlement with you? I mean,
yeah, the prosecutor in the hallway kept trying to negotiate, and I said, no, I'm not interested in negotiating. I want my jury trial. And I said, quite frankly, you've given me 3 different amounts of money due for this traffic ticket, which is extortion, and I'm not okay with this. So we're going to go speak to the judge, because he was trying to get me to just accept what pithy information he had for me for my motion for discovery. And I said, no, this is not acceptable. We're going in front of the judge. And he was like, oh, man.
Hey, can I make one last statement?
I'll
hang up.
Go ahead.
Okay, and this applies to state or federal, is that all our lives are controlled, are regulated under color of law by federal and state agencies.
Yep.
Not Congress, not the legislature of your state. It's agencies. That's what is controlling us, but it's only color of law until you understand how to approach these agencies and get them to stop doing what they're doing to you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, we got to cut away to a break, y'all. We'll be right back. Go get something to eat. Go grab a drink. We'll be hanging on, because we'll be back with more Freedom Frenzy in just a moment.
The next